Good evening. We have just a few more days until Mayfest. I know we've been building it up a lot, and it's something that we are working toward. It is one of our events that we're gathering together everybody that we can to get the word out there. To get the name of the church out there, and to make sure that people know we exist and know who we are, and can come to us with their Bible questions, so that we can provide them with Bible answers. But one thing I want to emphasize, and I know I've talked about this already, but it's something I think bears repeating, that we are not trying to bring people to our church. We're trying to bring people to Christ. And I think Sam mentioned this on Sunday. I wasn't here, but I listened to the recording. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. There is salvation in none other name, no other name than in Christ Jesus. And the only way that we can get into Christ Jesus is by obeying the gospel and being added to his church. That's the only way that can happen. When we consider the parable of the sower, we see that he is casting seed indiscriminately. He is casting seed everywhere he can, to whomever will listen, and to whomever might not listen. Sometimes we have to be a little bit more judicious with our time and our efforts. But we do see that we need to make sure that everybody has that opportunity. But I also want to assure us that this is not a make or break situation. If we do not get any responses to our efforts this weekend, then we'll try something else. We'll try perhaps a different tactic. We'll try something that might work a little bit better. This is not a make or break situation. You see, God assures us in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, that his kingdom will last forever. It is a never-ending kingdom. And Jesus himself says in Matthew chapter 16 that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against the kingdom. You see, this kingdom will last forever, long after we're gone, presuming that the Lord doesn't return between now and then. Long after we're gone, the congregation here may not last that long, but the Lord's church will, regardless of what happens on Saturday. So, let us take assurance or take comfort in that. You see, God commands all men everywhere to repent. And repentance is not a concept people like, especially in today's day and age. They don't like the concept of having to turn, of having to change their mind about something, about recognizing that they're not where they need to be and realizing that they need to be someplace else. They don't like that. People don't like that, generally speaking. And so many people will try to tune you out, try to ignore that. While there is a command that all men everywhere needs to repent, in Acts chapter 17, verse 30, in 2 Peter 3, 9, we see that he wants all men everywhere to repent. Sam alluded to Calvinism a little bit earlier in the class about predestination and foreordination and election and being chosen individually before time began. Well, you see, the Lord won't ever issue a command that he doesn't think someone is capable of obeying. And so he commands all men everywhere to repent. And you know how I know that? Because in 2 Peter 3:9, he wants all men everywhere to repent. He wants all to come to repentance. He desires that none of this, but are all men willing? Matthew chapter 23, around verse 37, we see that Jesus is lamenting Jerusalem, seeing that Jerusalem is going to fall. And he says, I'd love to take you under my wing. I'd love to take care of you and look after you, but you are not willing. So, while we have the gospel, while we have the ability to spread God's word, to sow the seed wherever we go, and certainly we'll be sowing it on Saturday, not all men will hear it. Not all men will pay attention to it. Not all men will be willing to obey the gospel. That is sad, but it is true. So our efforts will not be in vain. Even if nobody obeys, even if nobody obeys the gospel as a result of our efforts on Saturday, our efforts won't be in vain. Because they will have heard the gospel, or at the very least, they will have had the opportunity to have heard it, to hear it. So, as we are preparing for this weekend, let us keep this church in our prayers. Let us keep the community in our prayers. Let us keep our efforts in your prayers. Because we can't do this without God. And if we can petition him, then maybe, just maybe, he will hear our prayers. We know that the Lord's church will continue on. And if we convert nobody, then this church will not continue. This congregation will not continue. And we don't want that to happen. We want this congregation to thrive, and to not only to survive, but to thrive. But that's up to the Lord. Remember that we plant, we water, but God gives the increase. We trust in him. We love him. We want to do his will. If we trust in him, then he will save us. And our efforts, again, will not be in vain. If you have a need this evening, you have a chance to make that known. You see, we're going to try and do our very best to let everyone in this community and whoever else comes to Mayfest. I'm told people from all over the place come. So not only will people from this area hear the gospel, but people from other areas will too. And we pray that whomever we talk to will consider their lives, will recognize their need for the gospel, for Jesus. And we pray that if you haven't done that yet, that you also do that. Because as I mentioned the Sunday last, we need to make sure that we are right with God as well. We can work all day in the Lord's vineyard, but if we're not right with God, it'll be all in vain. Jesus says so in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. So let us make sure that we are right with him as well. And if you're not, you have a chance to make sure that that's the case. Make sure that you are right with God. If you have that need, please come forward as we stand and as we sing. Have thine own way.